Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Steel Strips Wheels Limited Q4 FY 2026 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is recorded. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Gulshan Singh from Sunidhi Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Sunidhi Securities, I would like to welcome you all to Q4 FY 2026 earnings call of Steel Strips Wheels Limited. Today, we have with us Mr. Dheeraj Garg, Managing Director, Mr. Rahul Kumar, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Aditya Dixit, Executive Director, International Marketing and Operations, and Mr. Pranav Jain, Vice President, Finance. We will start our opening comment from the management team, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Now, I will hand over the call to management team. Over to you, Dheeraj, sir.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope that you have had an opportunity to go through the financial results and investor presentation, which we have uploaded on our website as well as on the stock exchange. Okay. Finally, I'm also very pleased to share with you that we have delivered our highest ever revenue, registering a growth of 17% YoY. Last year was an excellent year for us, barring the second quarter, you know, which really broke our momentum in the middle of the financial year. After that, we picked up and we did really well, and I'll talk about that later on in my speech and my questions, question and answer session. Coming to the current quarterly performance, the company reported a revenue of 1,475 crores as compared to a revenue of 1,234 crores in the corresponding period last year, reflecting a growth of about 20% year-on-year. This quarter witnessed healthy momentum across alloy wheels, tractor, and commercial vehicle segments, supported by improved domestic demand. Everyone knows why the domestic demand went up, because of the GST cuts in October. EBITDA with other income for the quarter stood at 152.52 crores, which again is the highest ever done in a single quarter. Of course, you know, the performance was supported by better operating leverage because we had higher utilization, and we had also higher contribution from premium products. When I say premium products, I mean alloy wheels, I mean truck wheels, I mean tractor wheels. This helped us, you know, attain our highest ever EBITDA in the fourth quarter. For the full year, the revenue stood at 5,183 crores as against a revenue of 4,429 crores in the previous year. This amounts to a growth of 17% year-on-year, and of course, this is the highest ever revenue in the company's history. EBITDA with other income for the whole year stood at 523 crores, and again, this is the highest ever EBITDA we have done. The profit after tax stood at 202 crores, which is slightly less than last year, mainly because of the higher depreciation we have accounted for this year. That is about 28 crores. Going forward, given the fact that we have been able to achieve our capitalization and achieve higher capacity, and we also have great orders to, you know, use these capacities for, we expect a PAT growth of about 15%-20% this year. This is based on the fact that we feel that all our segments in the domestic area and export area will do flourishingly well. Last year, I can also mention to you that, you know, the second quarter really hurt us in two ways. The first thing was the exports took a big hit when America slapped tariffs all across the world. Especially India was cornered in a way against our competitors. Of course, now things have turned. The revenue, the tariffs are similar to all the nations. In fact, there is an increased demand from India now, given the fact that there are certain investigations going on against our competitors in Southeast Asia for anti-dumping evasion, anti-dumping duties. The EBITDA for the whole year per wheel. Now, as we talked about so many times that we always talk EBITDA in terms of per unit realization, because raw material prices skew the percentages. So I want everyone to understand this. I'm sure there are people who listened to us before that we only focus on the EBITDA per unit. So EBITDA per unit was flat at 262 for the whole year, and it was same as the year before, mainly because we saw a drop of about 108 crores in export revenue, which would have contributed about 15 crores in EBITDA, plus the lower utilization of the facility in Chennai, both truck and exports, resulted in higher costs. But if you take these two variables away, we would have ended up at an EBITDA of 274 rupees, which is about 12 rupees better than the previous year. But of course, this is all hypothetical because the reality is that this is a number. But going forward, we are projecting EBITDA per wheel of close to 300 rupees. And I'll explain to you in my question and answer session as to why we are projecting such a high EBITDA, as high growth of EBITDA. In terms of granularly breaking up the business, the alloy wheel segment continued to be one of the strongest growth drivers of the company. It grew about 30% in value. And this is, again, supported by premiumization of vehicles demanding more aluminium wheels. And since we are at the top two position in the country, we ended up benefiting a lot from this growth. And now alloy wheels contribute about 36% of our total revenue. So this is quite a good thing for us, even though the volume growth may not be so much in single digit, but the value growth is in double digits, owing primarily to aluminium sales going up. So this is a very important point to be noted. That increase in aluminium segment increases the revenue by more than the volume. I also would like to add, within the aluminium segment, we have started a business making aluminium knuckles, and this also showed good progress, but not great progress, but it still added value to us, and this will continue to grow. So we have added capacity in the aluminium knuckles segment to almost 500,000, and this year we expect much better utilization in the aluminium segment. Again, the tractor segment did tremendously well. It grew beyond 20, around 19%, I believe, and this continues to grow. This is a sweet spot for us. It, brings down our costs of production because we are consistent volumes all across the year, and they are, again, very high value-added items. This helps us, again, to increase the value of the export, value of the turnover. Again, the third segment is the commercial vehicle segment. This segment grew about 10%. This would have been much bigger had the second quarter not come as a cropper. We all know that the truck segment just collapsed in the second quarter, and it was quite a shock. I think last five-year low, post-COVID low, it was like a post-COVID low last year in the second quarter. But then it remarkably recovered. And today we are, again, foreseeing a tremendous demand. This is mainly because of structural reasons like vehicle replacement and, I think, increased activity after the GST cuts. Two things are playing a big role in this. On the export front, our exports declined by 19%. And as I mentioned earlier, that this is mainly because of the Trump tariffs. But now that there is a level playing field, and also talk about the fact that India might get a preferential access to the U.S. market. And as you all know, that the U.S. delegation is in India as we speak. And if something good comes out, then, of course, and I will let my colleague Aditya talk about it right after I speak to explain more about the export segment. But what are the challenges we are facing at this moment? I think right now the energy costs, the availability of manpower, I'm sure everyone knows about this, but they have been tremendous. Since the war started. But luckily, your company has been able to sort out majority of its issues compared to the competition in India. In fact, we've gained market share at the expense of the others. But again, I can say that in this quarter, although we're talking about the previous year, but in this quarter, we've lost close to about 80 crores of sales because of lack of manpower. Manpower is the biggest issue in our business at the moment. But the good news is that post 20th of May, things have stabilized, and as we speak today, there is zero shortage of manpower. So you can take that as a takeaway from this speech, that manpower issues have been resolved this year, so have been resolved now in May, and the first quarter hit for loss of revenue is about 80 crores. But even then, we've done a strong, almost close to 500 crores a year, 6,000 crores run rate so far. And I think in June, you will see tremendous, tremendous results. Again, we will clock the highest revenue. And since the labor is there, and I think the market is still resilient in spite of the fact that some OEMs are suffering loss of production because the other vendors aren't able to supply. So it's quite a complicated situation, but we foresee great demand in the export segment. So all in all, I can tell you that this month should be our highest number in sales. And so the main thing is that this year, as I've mentioned in the past, that we've embarked upon a capital expansion. We've started utilizing our AMW facility in Bhuj, and we are setting up two projects there. One is for aluminum wheels, and the other is for aluminum knuckles. So the aluminum wheels is going to be close to 1.2 million wheels, and knuckles is going to be about 1.1 million wheels. So close to 1.2 million each side, and this will entail a capex of about 500 crores, and we are all set to have these two projects commissioned by the end of the year. Not commissioned per se, but at least trial productions, trial runs will happen starting from October and culminating in maybe, let's say, in January. And both these plants should be able to get approvals from the OEMs, etc. And so we should see some revenue coming out. I cannot quantify the revenue because, you know, we still have to execute the projects in these timelines and hope for approval on time. So leaving that aside, the expansion will be complete this year, and we will have a net addition in capacity, and we will be at about 6.2 million in aluminium wheels, and about, I think, aluminium knuckles is going to be done in two phases. The first phase would entail about 600,000, and the second would entail another 500,000. So end of this financial year, we will be at about 1.2, 1.1 million in knuckles, and another half a million will come next year. So I think one should look back at my speech last year in all the meetings that I've come through, that this is the best period of our life in terms of the history of the company. And it was true, except the second quarter. And now with the GST cut really buoying the market, I think I can say that this year I'm even more confident because the tariff situation in America has rationalized and we have great demand. And we couldn't be in a better, I mean, last year we did about 76-78% utilization steel plants. This year we're looking to utilize 95%. So, you know, this is another takeaway that we're looking at almost 100% utilization of all our assets that are commissioned. So that should bestow a lot of revenue growth. So when we make this prediction of about 15 to 20% growth in PAT, it is based on this very premise that we will run our plants at almost 100% utilization. As a closing statement, I think this is just a summary. So to close out the whole thing, I will ask Aditya to explain what he feels about the export market. Over to you, Aditya.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everyone. So, the outlook for exports for this year looks very promising. Two key reasons for that. One is we definitely think that the tariff situation in U.S. Is pretty much it has come under control, and we expect further improvement in terms of having greater access to the market based on the trade deal negotiations that are going on as we speak in Delhi. So we expect some favorable outcome out of there. And the second thing that we have done in the last couple of years, I think we had touched upon this in one of our prior calls, is to reduce the dependency on the U.S. market per se. So in the last couple of years, we have worked very diligently on addressing business in Europe, in LATAM, and in the Asia. So we were nominated, we were awarded with these projects in the last 18 months or so. And the ramp-up of all these projects, it's going to be both aluminum as well as steel. So we see a lot of ramp-up of these nominated projects happening in this year. So we feel that we should be able to recover the lost ground of last financial year, especially in the exports, because of these two key reasons. And I feel this year is going to be much, much stronger than where we ended up on in exports in the last year. So yeah, overall, as I said, and as Mr. Garg just now mentioned, that given all our plants will be running almost at full capacities, and exports coming back, and so we feel that there should be much improvement on the overall EBITDA and overall capacity utilization and deliverables of the company.
And I think you can mention about the number of value that you're foreseeing in this year.
So
in exports.
So given these two key aspects, we believe that the exports should be in the range of 600 crores in this financial year. And if at all, they should be a little more, but yes, definitely in that range of 600 crores.
And this would be the second highest ever. The first highest was just after COVID, and this would be a second, this is really remarkable, and this is based on a diversified portfolio. Earlier, during the COVID time, post-COVID time, we were dependent majorly on the U.S. market. But now, as Aditya mentioned, that we've got access to the market, we've got access to the European market, and of course, the U.S. market has come back. So all in all, 600 is very, very easy, workable, very, very easily workable.
And one more thing I would just like to add up over here is the nominated businesses are from the OEMs, where we see much, larger stability in terms of the monthly volumes. So we are that really adds up to the confidence that we have that the export should be back on track and rather much stronger this year.
I think we are open to questions and answers. I think this is all we have for the moment.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. The first question comes from Deva Shah from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question was, what would be the mix between PV and CV in FY26 as compared to FY25? And how do you see this mix be shaping in FY27 and FY28? Because I think so in previous calls you had mentioned that we make higher margins in CV. So how do you see the margin trajectory for FY27? And FY28.
Okay, so if you have, if I understood you correctly, you're asking about the margin numbers, margin. What would be the margin growth, and what would be the margins per wheel per unit, right? Can we speak on in absolute terms, right?
Yeah.
So as I said in my speech, we're looking at a margin of 300 rupees this year, close to 300 rupees, which compared against 272 that we've just finished, is almost a 10% increase in the EBITDA per wheel. And given the higher volume of wheels that we foresee, we are looking this year close to 650 crores in EBITDA. And it could be plus minus here and there, but mostly if things pan out on the higher side. So we could be touching even higher than 650 crores. And with regards to your question, what would happen in 2027, then you have to take into account that our expansion in Knuckles and our expansion in the aluminum factory in Bhuj would add another 800 crores, 700, 800 crores. And as you know, these are premium products with the premium margins. So I think 27 would be great. And I also would like to add something that I've spoken about in the past, and I'm sure you're the veteran listening to us in the past. I have mentioned that the business that was the worst in our portfolio, the steel wheel business, will take a turnaround because we have been able to, after two decades of very, very poor pricing, put a foot down to the OEM and said, look, this pricing is not available anywhere in the world, and we will not service you on those numbers. And luckily, we've got increases, as I mentioned to you last year, from a very big OEM in steel wheel for us, the biggest for us. And now, subsequently, all the new projects that are rolling out are with very solid margins. So I think the margin profile from 300 rupees should be higher, maybe another 10% on a conservative estimate in 27, 28. So I think all in all, we are now absolutely poised, barring any disruption that is beyond our control. And, you know, as I mentioned to you in the past, we are working on automation, we are working on productivity. So all the wage increases, I'm sure there will be a question on wage. We are very hopeful that we'll earn our way out of the wage. So if our productivity will be through automation, through AI, through usage of, you know, our assets at a 95-100% level, will mean that our labor cost will not be a trouble for us, and we will achieve the EBITDA that I just mentioned to you. You know, our business is based on volume, and if the volumes are good, the costs come down. Last year, second quarter, we suffered because the volumes went down. So it's not only the sales loss, but also the manufacturing costs going up, the fixed costs going up because, you know, there's lack of revenue. So all these things are turning the other way in our favor, which means what I'm saying is very, very feasible in terms of EBITDA per wheel and revenue for the whole year.
Okay, sir. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Aman Kothari from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Firstly, congratulations on a wonderful set of results. Sir, can you just help me with what the EBITDA per wheel was for Q4?
Q4 was 282.
So that was much better than what our expectation was.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. You know, that the second quarter destroyed our profitability. I mean, in terms of what we were expecting it to be. So when I say 300 for next year, it is based on the fact that I've achieved 282.
Got it. And sir, this month, I think we got the monthly update just a day before yesterday. So we saw a healthy growth in two-wheelers and three-wheeler segment of 50% value growth and a close to 30% volume growth. Can you just help me with how the trajectory is looking for two-wheelers and the product line that we are targeting?
No, I'm so glad that you asked this question because this I missed this out. So what I have to tell the tell everyone is that we are the number one supplier of EV wheels, wheels for EV scooters, EV three-wheelers. And we have a technology that nobody in India has. And so all the OEMs depend on us. Unfortunately, because of labor shortages in the past, we couldn't deliver. But last month, in the month of May, we had our highest sales in the EV segment. And this is a profitable segment for us. It is a value-added segment. It requires a lot of R&D, and it's been a struggle for the last 2 years. But luckily, our team has pulled their socks, and now we are able to produce. We don't have manpower shortage. We don't have issues, structural issues with manufacturing those wheels. And this will continue to grow. I could sell maybe 30% more had I had labor last month. So that there is demand. And I'm the only one fulfilling this demand. So, yes, this looks great to us. I haven't projected, but I think easily it will be 25% growth or more, maybe more. I could be terribly wrong here. But it could be more than that growth for the whole year in the EV segment. Maybe close to 40%.
Got it, sir. And this is the only product that we are going to go forward with for the two-wheeler and three-wheeler segment?
So, you know, two-wheelers, ICE segment, we are really not big because the pricing is a problem there. But we are fighting for a price increase there, and that again will add to revenues. But we don't have a huge, we have about a 30% market share with the customers. But in the EV space, which is, you know, EV is growing. EV is growing much faster than ICE, right? Right. Yeah. So, and when I say EV, I'm not talking, this is a segment that's open for, this is a scooter segment. This is not the motorcycle segment, this is a scooter segment, but this is really growing well. I mean, we're talking about more than 100,000 sales, maybe 110,000 sales in EV scooters every month. And this is going to continue. This is going to continue because the quality is improving in the EV scooters. And, of course, they are not polluting and the low maintenance. And now with the energy prices going up, people prefer EV scooters over ICE scooters.
So in this market, we're tied. Since we have a 30% market share, you'd be tied up with the top OEM suppliers in the EV scooter space?
As I said, in the EV scooter space, I'm almost 80%. I'm almost a monopoly in this. But in the ICE segment, I said, I'm 30%. So yes, as the EV scooters do well, you can just take 80% volume coming to us.
Perfect, perfect. And so just on the export side, as you're...
Sorry to interrupt you. Can you please join back the queue for more questions?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Nishita Sanklesha from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my question. So I just had a few clarifications. You mentioned that from the new Bhuj facility, we can add another 700 crores. That is on top line level or on margins can
top
we
line.
Add 700 crores?
Oh, it's obviously okay. Top line, madam.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And we will see this facility operational in Q4, right? Q4 of FY21.
Yes, Q4 of this financial year. That is correct, ma'am.
So how fast will we ramp up to like almost 100% utilization? Because currently all
our other facilities... Great question. I think I missed out answering this in detail. We are almost sold out. As Aditya mentioned, that we have a lot of traction in the aluminum space. We are growing our market share in the Indian market, plus we are exporting. Right now we've been unable to service our export market because of the lack of manpower and what have you. But things now, the financial year has just started and we are sold out for this year. Next year also we project that we will be able to sell out most of the production there. So you can expect about, in 27, 28, you can expect about 70% utilization there. So, yeah, I think those facilities are sold out. And we won new businesses in the knuckle space. And we're also going to try the export market for knuckles. There is traction from our existing OEM customers who buy wheels from us. And I'm very sure that we'll close out those deals. And maybe next year we'll surprise you with 100% utilization.
Right. So, you mentioned that we are sold out. So, like, are we going to see any revenue coming in from this facility in FY27?
FY27, as I said, you know, I cannot comment on the value of growth, value of revenue, because we have to get approvals from the customers. But, yes, the fourth quarter will be the year when we hopefully will get all the approvals, some earlier, some later. So I wouldn't speculate on that revenue number because I myself not sure about that. But, yes, the year after that, FY28, we expect about 70% or higher utilization in these assets.
Okay, okay, understood. And what kind of margins do we see from this facility?
Again, very nice margins because, you know, our growth has been driven by the aluminum segment and these two products come under the aluminum segment. And so I think it should be fantastic.
Okay. And the...
Thank you, ma'am. The next question comes from Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, sir. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so first a clarification for this year, we are looking at EBITDA per wheel at rupees 300, where, and we had an exit of 282 for Q4. We are expecting
correct.
An EBITDA number at closer to the vicinity of 650 crore with a upward bias for FY26-27.
You are absolutely right.
Okay. Now, to my first question, sir, you mentioned about 700 to 800 crore revenue addition from the Bhuj facility. This is at optimum level? We will be adding the revenue?
Yes, at optimum, at full utilization.
Okay. Sir, on the debt number, how will then our debt profile be shaping up going ahead? And secondly, sir, when we look at our last 2 months submission to the exchanges, the export has seen decline only for the month of April and May. So we are sticking to the number of 600 crore, wherein we did 160 for the last financial year. So...
Last financial year, the number is higher than 168. Aditya, can you help us what the number is for last year?
Yeah, last financial year, we did about 454 crores of exports.
Sorry, sir. Yeah, correct me there. Okay. It was about the steel wheels only that we did 160 crore.
Steel what?
Oh, sorry, sir. I'm wrong. I stand corrected there. I was looking at page number 12 of our presentation, wherein we have mentioned about the volume for the steel wheel at 160. I missed it with the, So, yeah, correct?
No worries.
450 will go to 600. That is what the number is.
Yeah. And again, very conservative number here. So what was the earlier part of your questions? Confused here. What was the first question that you asked?
I was asking about firstly the debt profile. How will our the debt profile look like?
This financial year the debt was similar. That closed exited was close to the number that we had in the previous year. Although our turnover went up by about 1,000 crores or something like that. I think what was the growth in turnover? 17%.
Pranav? Yes, sir. Yeah, 17%.
Yeah, so next year, as I mentioned in my speech, that we are investing about 500 crores in the CapEx expansion, plus there will be some brownfield expansion that usually happens, about 50 crores. The debt profile would be about 200 crores higher, but again, these are projections. We will see how the margins evolve. And these projections are based on a volume of about last year's level. So we are projecting very conservatively, but for your books, for your models, I think you can assume a 200 crore increase in debt. But again, we will review this at the end of September, and we'll come back to you on where we stand. But yes, for your modeling, you please assume 200 crore increase in debt.
Okay, sir. So taking into account whatever the current maturities are in the totality, it will be higher by 200. So 800 number will go to 1,000 plus for the
And the turnover will be close to 6,500 crores versus 5,143 this year. The next financial year would be where we end up utilizing all our assets. The expansion comes into play. And then I can tell you that we could be looking at between 700 to 750 EBITDA in the next financial year. But this financial year, more or less, we should be around that number, 650 plus minus, and then next year 700 plus minus. So that's the range I can give you. From 650 to 750 is the range possible going forward.
Okay. During this call, Mr. Mohan, ma'am, understanding, I joined the two definitely.
Okay.
Do we have Mr. Joshi also in the call, sir? We have not seen in the presentation his name also, Mr. Mohan Joshi.
No, he is not in the call at the moment. He has some issues, family issues that he's attending to.
Okay, sir. Okay. Fine, sir. I just joined the queue for two follow-ups. Please give me the second opportunity again.
Thank you, sir. Participants are kindly requested to ask two questions in the initial round and may join the queue for more questions. The next question comes from Ajit Sethi from Eco Quantum. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So as we said, we will be 95% utilized for steel wheel. So how can we see going forward the capacity of steel wheel addition?
So steel wheel addition, we have done some brownfield expansion in our portfolio, and we've raised our capacity primarily in the tractor segment. But we've also added a paint shop. In fact, we've added two paint shops, and so I think that will take our capacity to close to, let's say, 100. I cannot tell you the exact number, but we will be increasing our tractor capacity by, let's say, 15 to 20% OTR, and also we will be adding some capacity in the car line, but that is still under discussion as to how to set it up. But that expansion of the paint shops and this rim line that we are hoping to put together in Chandigarh will come around October to December period, and again that will add sales. So when I say 95% utilization, I mean the existing assets will be running at 95%, and this additional facility will add again a delta revenue. So I think the fourth quarter this year, in this financial year, will be a number that will surpass our expectations. So that's why I'm giving you a range on the EBITDA. So it all depends on how the market does, and from all our senses that we perceive at the moment from our OEM customers, they all see a strong demand for their trucks or buses or tractors or even cars. In fact, there is a shortage in the car facility, ironically, given the fact that aluminum has become so expensive, and now suddenly there are shortages in aluminum from the other suppliers, and the customers are asking us for steel wheels. But I guess that's temporary. But still, given the rising cost of aluminum, the aluminum prices have almost gone up by, let's say, 20% at the moment, and I think they're expected to go up another 10%. So, you know, OEMs probably will consider, you know, using more steel wheels. So, yes, steel wheels facilities will be used at 95%, and with the addition of the paint shops and the rim line, we will be able to increase our capacities.
Okay. And so, just a clarification, you said you will be utilizing 80% of this new 1.2 million unit of alloy wheels and the upcoming aluminium metal capacity in FY28, right?
Yeah. So, this is a good question you've raised. So, I can tell you the premise for this. So, as I said, that the aluminum segment demand for aluminum wheels is tremendous, both domestically as well as in the export market. And so we are very, very confident of achieving this 80% utilization, because we see the programs that are going to be starting next financial year or in this financial year, and we need capacity for that. So this expansion is coming, in fact, in my opinion, delayed by 4 or 5 months. But nevertheless, we are very confident of, you know, selling that many aluminium wheels. On the knuckles front, we so far have traction from only 2 OEMs. And we are doing business with them. But, you know, you have to imagine that these knuckles are used in electric vehicles. And after this Gulf War crisis, the demand for electric vehicles has gone up tremendously. And we are the sole supplier for knuckles right now in the market. And that helps us win more businesses, because the OEMs are confident with us. And we are hoping to win 2 major businesses. And that would mean that our capacity is almost sold out. And if you add the exports that we are working on, I think this capacity may be utilized 100% next year. So I think I'm very sure about this coming through with 80% utilization, and maybe almost 100%. And maybe the phase 2 of the Knuckles project, we'll have to do it faster than we envisage at this moment.
Great, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Pavan Kotari from Calcutta Metal Depot. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a very good set of Q4 numbers. I would like to ask, how different is our business from Wheels India Limited? Like, why? Like, can you explain in a nutshell?
Okay, so Wheels India and our company have a very similar business, almost the same business. Look, we operate in the same segments. But they are not as big as us in the aluminium segment. They have just started out in the aluminium segment, and they're very small compared to our business. They are in other diversified businesses, I believe. They are also making some hydraulic systems for buses.
Yeah, turbine wheels and windmills and also.
Yeah, and you know, they are a very old group, and they have many businesses, and Wheels is one part of the business. And they also perhaps do some fabrication business, and they are into, so in terms of size of the wheels business, we are bigger than them thanks to our aluminum presence, dominant aluminum presence. But in tractors, they are bigger than us, for example, but we are catching up. In cars, more or less similar numbers. I wouldn't have the latest numbers. Of course, they are not present in the EV segment yet, EV scooters, I mean. They don't service a three-wheeler segment. And, this is all I would say. It's a very similar businesses, you can say.
And,
so.
And one small question, because I deal in non-ferrous metals like aluminium, copper. Like, we are, since last 40 years, we are into this business. So I want to know, like, how much of this rise in aluminium have you been able to pass on to the consumers? And, like, or is the rise being absorbed by us also, or it is fully passed on currently?
Okay, so this question comes to me every meeting in the last so many decades. Let me repeat this.
Okay.
Our raw material costs are a pass-through. So we don't, whether it rains or shines, the situation remains the same for us.
Okay, so you are not impacted by the aluminium volatility.
No, we are impacted. We have to use more working capital for sure.
You can pass on the increase if there is abnormal increase, say from $3,500 per ton. Suddenly, suppose if it goes to 4,000, so you can pass on. That's what I want to say.
Yeah. So right now we pass it on in the same very month.
It's
not even with a lag. Earlier it used to be with a lag, with a 3-month lag, but after the war in the Gulf, we have made sure that the OEMs realize that we are not here to die, because those prices were a killer. We need to increase our borrowing, because steel prices are also going up, just for information, not only non-ferrous. Every metal price has gone up, energy prices have gone up, paint costs have gone up. I mean, this year is going to be a year when our marketing department will be constantly recovering their costs, the company's cost increases. So this is to be borne out, and this is what the real strength of this company would be. If you recover all our costs, increase volumes, then we are going to achieve what we promise you.
Thank you, sir. I would like to wish you best of luck for this year as well, and hope to catch up with you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Dev Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you are.
So, sir, I just wanted to ask if you can, specifically in the steel wheel segment, if you can provide the bifurcation of our end user mix.
End user?
Mix. What percentage comes from PV, what comes from CV, if you have the numbers.
I think, Pranab, would you have the numbers handy?
Yeah, sir. There is 2 to 3-wheeler, it's around 2%. Car MUV, including alloy and steel, it's 54%. OTR is a small number, 1%. 28% is the truck number, and 13% is the tractor. Rest one is 1% is the knuckles.
So, Pascal is 54. Tractor is how much?
13%.
So, tractor is 13% and CV is 28. So, two major pillars. So, commercial vehicles, 28%, and Pascal is 54%. And 13% is a tractor. So, that should sum it up for you.
Got it. And is it significantly different from that of Wheels India Limited?
I haven't looked at their numbers, boss, but you could ask them in the investor call.
I'm asking because do we have a lower realization mix in our product portfolio, or the realization among all the segment is more or less the same?
Boss,
that is approximately 2,000 to 2,500 for the steel wheels.
What is it? Steel wheels, go ahead. Brenna, tell us, what are the steel wheels? Revenue?
Steel wheel revenue is roughly, just hold on. For the full year, you want to see?
No, sir. So actually, I'm asking you the realization difference between the steel wheels among the different end users.
Okay. Average steel price, steel selling wheel price, and aluminum selling price, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's almost a difference of 3,000 to 4,000 rupees, I think, somewhere around that.
Okay.
But excluding trucks. So trucks and aluminum are similar numbers, almost similar numbers. The car segment is about, I think, 1,200 rupees, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and the aluminum is about 5,000. So about 3,000 to 4,000 rupees difference, yeah.
Got it, sir. Yeah.
Apple to apple.
Thank you, sir. Due to paucity of time, this would be the last question for the day. Now I hand over the floor to management for closing comments.
Okay. So as I said during my speech, and I reiterate it again, and I hope when you come back next quarter for the investor call, you will question me on these very things. I'm repeating them for you again. The domestic demand is great. The problems have been with labor, with raw material availability, with costs, and we are surmounting all these problems and successfully so far. So, and if these volumes keep up, as I'm foreseeing them to keep up, we expect a utilization of 95% in all our assets. And that would be the first ever time in the history since its inception that the company would have done such a feat. So please ask me questions based on what we have discussed today, and I'll be very happy to answer them next time again. Thank you very much, and you have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Doosabas conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant day.